Yesterday, we received the latest new home sales numbers, and we also had a treasury auction of the 5-year notes. I'll tell you how all of that went and how mortgage rates responded in just a minute. Hello, this is David Licken. Welcome to today's Mortgage Minute, where we promote responsible home ownership through information and education. Yesterday at 10 a.m., we received the new home sales numbers, came in at a very disappointing 494,000. Now, this was even lower than what economists expected of 520,000. But more disappointing than that was the fact that this number of 494,000 came in well below last month's number of 544,000. So new home sales and existing home sales are showing signs of slowing. Is this a new trend? And if so, what's driving it? It's certainly not mortgage rates. They're continuing to move lower. We'll have to see when we look at next month's numbers if this is, in fact, a trend. Also, we received the U.S. Treasury auction of the 5-year notes. That went very strong. In other words, money was flowing into the bond market. And as a result, we saw mortgage rates being quite volatile yesterday. At the end of the day, however, mortgage rates closed out today pretty close to where they began. So for the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of movement of mortgage rates within certain days. However, mortgage rates overall remain unchanged for the last couple of weeks. Be sure to come back to this website tomorrow because I'll be reviewing the latest jobless claims as well as giving you an overview of what happened this week with mortgage rates. It's good to be with you. Thank you.